serious?
Block Talk Radio.
The coming apocalypse. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Welcome to the coming apocalypse. Analysis of today's headlines and how Bible prophecy is unfolding before your very eyes. Please welcome now your host, Pastor Paul Begley.
Are you serious? Are you serious, guys? Wow! It's great that you... Man, I've never done this before. I was live with the Hagmans 2 minutes ago, and now we're live here. But welcome, everybody. This is the coming apocalypse. I'm charged up after doing an hour with the Hagmans. What a great time we had. Those guys are awesome. I mean, you talk about having control or command of the events that are going on, especially in Washington and the political arena. Doug Hagman, a tremendous investigator, and Joe Hagman, they are just a top-notch class act, and they always have been. And they just do a great job. They got a command for what's going on. And I always love the interviews. And you know what happens to me when I'm interviewed? You go into a different mindset because then you're being interviewed, so then you feel like you need to answer the questions. And sometimes I will actually answer questions that I normally would not say if it's my show. I might hold back a little bit in a couple areas. I don't want to be offensive to anybody. I never want to be offensive to anybody. But when I'm being interviewed, especially in an atmosphere like that, sometimes, you know, I just let it go. I mean, just let it out and then say, oh, man, maybe, you know, hope I didn't hurt anybody there. But I'm just trying to tell the truth. And I tell you right now, folks, you're here. We've got Russ Dizdar going to join us in any moment. I hope he's ready. We've sent him emails and stuff. I hope he didn't forget me, okay? Hope he didn't forget. But we're going to be talking about super soldiers. We're going to talk about a lot of things. But if you were over at the Hagman show just a minute ago, you know that they were covering the cabal. I call it the Clinton cabal. It is falling apart, folks. They're free falling. That's right. The Clintons are free falling. They are. They're in panic mode. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she's running for the, make a run for the border, or maybe Pakistan border. I'm not sure where she's going to go. She's got to do something. That all that money that was transferred from the Democratic Party, what was it for? Who is this dude in Pakistan? And we're finding out that he was connected also to other people involved. Where's James Comey going to hide? What about Loretta Lynch and the tarmac? Now the Russia dossier. We found out who paid for it. It was paid for by the Clintons campaign and by the Democratic National Committee. What? And the new guy, the new chairman of the Democrat Party, what's his name, Tom Perez, he says, whoa, 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 look, I didn't do this. That was Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So now the finger pointing, guys, do you see what's unraveling? Look at Harvey Weinstein, pedo. Look at everybody's coming out of the closet. Hollywood is a cesspool of sin, a cesspool of sexual deviancy, of rape, of molestation, a sexual assault. It's just coming out everywhere. And as Hollywood implodes, the Democratic Party's imploding. And what does that mean? It's really not about the Democrat Party. It's really not about Hollywood. This is the revealing of the beast. This is Revelation 13. John said, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea of humanity. This thing is ugly. It's got seven heads and 10 horns. And Daniel saw it, and he said it's got teeth like iron. It's getting ugly, folks. Can you believe this? They were trying to tie President Donald Trump to a collusion with Russia, and he kept saying, this is the biggest witch hunt in history. This is fake news. This is a hoax. This is insane. We haven't done anything with the Russians. What are you talking about? Yeah, Paul Manafort might have got paid for consulting with the Russians before I ever hired him, you know, but that's him. But you're talking about the Russian, the Trump campaign was innocent. But look at this. The very people that were getting $105 million kickback from the Russian government, from the Kremlin, Hillary Clinton and nine government agencies approved the sale of 20% of the United States' uranium to a Canadian company called Uranium One, who then sold it to the Russians. Why in the world would you sell 20% of your entire stockpile of uranium to your enemy who's making nukes and pointing them at your head? This is globalism. This is the New World Order, the Clinton cabal. The Clinton cabal, the corruption, the craziness, the Clinton Foundation, it's insanity. And it's not just them, but everybody, the James Comeys and the Loretta Lynch's and all the Eric Holders. And Robert Mueller was in on the deal, and he's the guy that's investigating Trump for Russian collusion when he was in on the collusion. This is insane. He needs to be arrested tonight. The president of the United States needs to have federal marshals go arrest Robert Mueller right now and throw him in jail and bring him before Congress and then appoint a new investigator for the Clintons and Debbie Wasserman and the corruption that's going on. The swamp is being drained. Go fly away, Flake. Go away, Bob Coker. Go away, anybody and everybody that doesn't want to represent the American people. But it's about time. And I think there's some Christians now actually getting a backbone. They're going to stand up and say, it's about time. Wow. I love this. I love this. I love when the devil shoots himself in the left foot and keeps wallowing in the hog pen. And I'm tired of them throwing mud at us Christians. We're tired of it, to be honest with you. We're making an open show of the devil. And I'm not, you know, look, they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. Let me just say this. I pray that every one of them gets saved. I pray they get born again, come clean, give their life to Christ, and start doing the right things. But I'm telling you, most of the people, and I don't know, I'm not judging, but people who operate at that level, who will sell their mother's soul, they've already swore an oath to Lucifer, and they're not coming back. It's called reprobate minds, to believe a lie and they'll all be damned. I'm quoting scripture to you. That's what Paul said. Having said that, let's go get Russ Dizdar. Let's see if we can find him. Where, oh, where could Russ be? Oh, where could he be? There he is. I think I see it. Oh, I think I see him. If I click here, I might have him. What? Shatter the darkness!
This is Russ.
Russ Dizdar is our guest, folks. Live on the Prime Time. How are
you,
my brother?
We've been live for days, I think, the last few days here, haven't we?
Oh, we've been. You know, it's been great hanging out with you and L.A. Marzulli, your wife. I wish your wife could have came, you know, but you were just unbelievable down in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge was an incredible thing. You named it right. Lightning strikes the bayou because that's what happened. There was thunderstorms, lightning, rain, late night tornado warning. But listen, I loved all the people, Paul. It was just great to see them. So many good people. Kevin, that singer you brought in that band that sang. I got all three of the CDs. I've been listening today to the CDs he gave me.
Yeah, they're really good. Kevin Wilson, the Kevin Wilson Band out of London, Kentucky. And, you know, he has a song. He didn't sing it this weekend, but he has a song called Lifted Him Up. And I was kind of in a time in my life when I was just kind of down, you know, just going through a little bit of a down phase, whatever that might be, self-pity I don't know, call what you want. But I got his DVD and a CD, and I threw it in the car, and I started, and that song came on. It was the first time I ever heard it. And when I heard this song, I just played it over like 7 straight times. I don't know if you've ever done that. I just went into worship.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what you can do with the songs, and to see his heart, to see his life. I mean, when he first started singing, just the beauty of God's presence there and all that he had to say. So the people were blessed with that, and there was so much interaction. And the neat thing was the way the Lord orchestrated all that you were going to say, all that LA was bringing. It was we were coordinated by the hand of God, though we didn't talk about what we were going to do ahead of time. So it was great. It was an awesome thing, Paul. Great thing.
Well, thank you for coming, and the people truly were blessed, and you and L.A. were awesome, and it was a great, great, and the people were so blessed. I don't know how many people said, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming to the Bayou. Thank you for doing this. So, and, you know, we prayed with people. We ministered. I mean, all three of us had lines of people waiting for to be ministered to. It was just a great day.
Yeah,
Russ,
absolutely.
We wanted to get you on because, all right, so the the conference ends on Saturday, and I wake up Sunday morning, and there's an article, Vladimir Putin warns of sci-fi soldiers, super soldiers, that
right.
will be genetically modified, who will have no fear, feel no pain, have no remorse, show no mercy, basically. I mean, and he's saying that they're very close to cracking the genetic code, which means to me they've already done it. But you are way ahead of this, right? I mean, you were talking about this 9 years ago. Am I right?
Well, we were. And I think what's important is the scripture, the prophecies in scripture are way ahead of all of us. And that's it's just, again, digging in and finding that it already says, hey, this is that. So, yeah, we've got a great investment in the concept because we've dealt with it since the 80s. And I believe that we've dealt with the real kind super soldiers. And so we've been watching that for years. We've been watching developments with DARPA, watching the discussions, you know, of course, studying the Nazis and their master race, studying the Russians under Stalin that they wanted to build super soldiers. The Chinese are building super soldiers. They're calling Psy Warriors. The United States was building Psy Warriors under the 1st Earth Battalion, Colonel Shannon, Lieutenant Colonel Shannon. So there are incredible developments, and I'm just going to give you a quote here. This is a book called Future War: Super Soldiers, Terminator, Cyberspace, Major Work on Future War. Here's what it says, Paul. It says, quote, Future War will be like today's science fiction movies and video games, technologically enhanced, super soldiers, stronger, smarter, faster, and with dulled conscience that allows them to viciously kill on command. Now, that's out of a book that is military-oriented, that is transhumanist-oriented. So there's no question that some of the top writers are writing about this worldwide. And again, here's a concept that they're bringing in, soldiers that whose consciences are dulled. They'll kill on viciously on command. Now, that's exactly, again, the connection with Putin. I looked over all his, the articles again and again and again, and I think we talked about this also a little bit on Sunday at lunch. The first of all, why did he do it at a youth conference like that in Sochi? I mean, that's kind of amazing that he brought that out. He said that they're going to be more dangerous than nuclear weapons. He spilled a lot of the beans. If that's what the Russians, you know, anybody studying the Russians from all the way to the Cold War, they were developing Psy Warriors. Their goal was to, of course, they took the technology of the Nazis, but just like we did here in the United States, but they wanted, no question, to create incredible super soldiers. But what Putin unleashed Sunday and what's been said since is, it is really astounding. It really is. And it speaks to the super soldier, though there is one thing missing in the kind of warfare book I'm looking at that's been put out, Chapter 6, it says transhumanism and super soldiers. So there's no question technology, the bioconnection, all the enhancements, and they're wanting to create augmented, transmuted super soldiers that will kill as they say.
Well, let me ask you. So I'm glad you're doing this. Is pouring over the article, seeing what all he said at that Sochi summit. It was a festival for the youth. The president, and I just said this to the Hagmans on their show a few minutes ago. I was a guest on their show. And I said, I can't believe that the president of Russia discloses to the world a super soldier program that obviously Russia's doing. And with you got to know United States and China at least are as well. And yet the media here in America never covered the story. It was not even a priority. It didn't even register with them. Which shows me they're so far off when it comes to the biblical narrative that they think that this is still a movie, Universal Studios, and Jean-Claude Van Damme is going to show up or Arnold Schwarzenegger or somebody. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, can you help us understand that is in the Bible, where is it in the Bible that there could be a super soldier or a some kind of created entity that could do this kind of havoc?
Sure. Well, we have two specific places. And I think really, if you take a third, we go back 2,600 years ago, the book of Daniel. And here's where God breaks in concerning the rise of the Antichrist and the fourth kingdom. Now, obviously, this kingdom, it talks about going absolutely worldwide, that it's going to be terrifying, thundering, tearing down, trampling down. It's going to overcome everything. Obviously, it's a political, militaristic kingdom. In the book of Daniel, where we deal with Babylon, the Medes, the Persians, the Greeks, the Romans. But then this final kingdom, beyond anything that's ever been done, is already being shown to us in Scripture. Now, here's the point. What God is showing in Daniel is what God, being omniscient, and again, you have the infinite nature of God. So he sees all that Satan's going to plot and plan. The interesting thing in this is this idea of a new world order, of an Antichrist, false prophet, opening the abyss, Armageddon, that's all coming straight from Hell's Kitchen, going before the book of Daniel's ever written. And so God rips open and exposes that agenda. And Paul, guess what? That agenda, that satanic agenda, has never been altered. It's just been pushed forward and forward and forward and forward and forward. And so what the book of Revelation does then, it shows us once again aspects of that in chapters 6, 13. Then we get to Revelation 19. Now, this is the verse that fascinated me, and I've written almost an entire book on it. I've done conferences on it, Revelation 19:19, just that one verse. That one verse has massive implications. When I go to Georgia this weekend, I'm going to use – that's the conference I'm going to be doing on Armageddon. And so we look at one singular verse. That could be 7 years away, could be 10 years away, maybe 15 years away. When we say the word Armageddon – all kinds of concepts come into mind, but the biblical picture of Armageddon is not that nations are going to fight each other, but in Revelation 19:19, the largest military in all of collective human history all of a sudden is now gathering in Israel, around Israel, in that whole region. And I would imagine millions and millions. But we read this, and the beast. Now, the word beast is Therion, referring to the Antichrist. And so, listen, in prophecy, we know the Antichrist is coming, the false prophet is coming. We know there's going to be a new beast, new world order system, political, military, economic, and technological, as far as that goes. So technology is going to be brought into this. But the implication in Revelation 19:19, number one, is the Antichrist makes it to the field of Armageddon. He brings the kings of the earth by supernatural power. This goes back to Revelation 16, when the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet released demons out of their mouths to go on a planetary scale, like a global, call it a spiritual wave, but there's a release of demonic in a miraculous demonic way, but they gather the kings of the world.
Well,
the kings of the world
say,
are political military leaders.
Would you say, Russ, that okay, so you know, you're in Revelation 16, it talks about that unclean spirits. There's three of them that come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet. All right, so you got Lucifer, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, and that manipulates the kings of the earth and creates this animosity and this hatred of Israel and just the spirit of war and murder.
Right.
Now in Revelation 6, it talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Right.
And when you get to the fourth one, we know the red one takes peace from the earth, lifts peace from the earth by different means. But the pale horseman says that people die from, and I'm going to try to read it right here. It is. It says, and I looked and behold, this is verse 8. This is Revelation 6, 8, folks. I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death, which I think it might mean diseases and plagues and that thing, and with the beast of the earth. Could this be making reference to these super soldiers that you're saying are, I guess, not only genetically modified, but spiritually possessed or taken over?
Sure. I mean, we got to think through this because whether it's a local nation, a regional area like Hitler could have never done anything without troops. He could have been a big mouth. He could have yelled and screamed. He could have done everything in the world. But they knew they had to invest in building the troops to overtake Germany, to overtake their own nation, to then to build. So the goal for them was to build the biggest in the world in order to begin to take over Poland, take over Czechoslovakia, and on from there. And of course, their goal was to go global. Now, yeah, absolutely. Revelation chapter 6, this is a massive intel that God gives. White horse, Antichrist, red horse. Now, again, when it says peace is taken from the earth, and then people begin to slaughter, the Greek word spazo. They begin to, that word is used in animal butchery, animal sacrifice. So I believe that's what, when undergrounders have talked to me about the Black Awakening, the chaos before a new order, I believe that's what it's talking about.
Okay.
So the moment the Antichrist is released, first thing, chaos that begins to collapse. Black horse, economic food chain collapse. Pale green horse, you mentioned it. Four things. Number, the first Greek word is for war. So war is breaking out all over. Pestilence, famine, and then as you said, the beast of the earth, but biblical Greek there is the Pharaon, same word used of the Antichrist and the false prophet only those. So now we have to say as you know, in English, does this mean hamsters and giraffes going crazy and they begin to just go, you know, they get possessed, they become the zombie giraffes and zombie, you know, chipmunks, you know, killing hundreds of millions of people?
No.
Because one-fourth of mankind is going to be wiped out.
No, Russ, no.
So it's not that. So the word Pharaon, you know, studying it in the Septuagint, studying the Koine, studying it all the way around the perimeters of it, bestial, violent, ripping, tearing, it fits the parameters of what I read out of that future war book, of what Putin's talking about when they talk about super soldiers, like they have no conscience. The word means bestial, violent, ripping, tearing. They're just, just coming in. It fits the picture in the book of Daniel of that final beast kingdom, ripping and tearing and thundering down, running down everything. Nothing's going to stand.
Okay,
it's too fierce.
So is Vladimir Putin, he says that these entities, they get their human. I take it they're genetic. He says genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
They're human, but they have no fear. They have no compassion. They have no remorse. They have no mercy. And they're super skilled. So, this is almost as if he's describing this beast, this ripping, tearing, he calls it worse than nuclear bombs.
Correct.
A man to say that, you understand? I mean, that's just unbelievable. They're just like they're almost impossible, indestructible, and maybe, I don't know, I don't think so, but I'd say you could kill him, but it'd be tough to do. Do you think that's what he's describing here?
Well, I do. I think that, and I will say this, I think it's precursors in this sense that even when it comes to the black ops and hidden super soldiers and so forth, I think like when I'm reading this book on future war and there are two or three other books on super soldiers and most of it all deals with the combination of technologies, bio, and even the alteration DNA. Like drugs can be given to make them stronger, faster, not sleep as much. But in the alteration of the DNA, what is that alteration? Is that a gene splicing? Are they going to take a panther's gene that enables the panther to see in the middle of the dark night, like night vision? Are they going to be able to splice that into a soldier so they can see at nighttime? So here's what I think is missing from his discussion. It's not missing from the super soldiers that we've engaged over the years. The ones that have come from an 80-year plot and plan through the Nazis to this very day. The satanic super soldiers that I've written about in The Black Awakening, that book, it involves whatever advanced technologies, but it also involves, and here's what many of the military see. I think they're being driven on the technological side. Then you got to step underneath the table to see even a broader empowerment, a broader alteration. This is demons being weaponized in this sense. The king of Moab in the Old Testament did this to let demons come down on his soldiers to thrust them into a frenzy after a blood sacrifice in order to beat Israel. We look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. The man was probably 50 times stronger than the other man. Nobody could bind it. They could put iron chains, and the demonized possessed man could break the chains. So here's what I'm going to tell you, that in the satanic, and I believe that Russia has these. Maybe he didn't want to bring everything out, but I believe Russia has these just as much as I believe Germany, Europe, England, you know, they're all across the board. Selective in their breed, you know, in the breeding. All the other advancements, okay, that's all true, probably all the technological side and all those developments. But the big secret is the demonic acquisition, bringing the powers of demons into, and I'll share the ritual stuff if you want to.
Do that. Because you're saying, it sounds to me like that Putin is saying that the technological side, the genetically altered side, the splitting of personalities through SR, you know, through satanic ritual abuse, that portion, they've got it perfected. They know they can do all of that. The missing ingredient is the satanically injected, the satanically inject the powers of hell. And that's the only thing maybe missing. And I would think that the Germans have that one.
They do, but here's what I'm going to tell you. It's been 70 years. I mean, look at the rat lines where all the Nazis went. They had a dream. Here's what they had. They had a dream of Himmler said it himself, 200 million godmen, super soldiers. He declared way back there in early 40s, late 30s, early 40s, they were believing that if they can create 200 million of these super soldiers, with all the advancements in every single direction, but the number one thing was spiritual breeding and backbreeding them. Here, whether we believe this, they believe they could backbreed over and over and over and over through, you know, designated backbreeding, selective backbreeding. They could recreate the godmen, the ancient occult version of the Aryan. They could actually recreate the old Nephilim. Taller, smarter, stronger, faster, that they would be just terrifying to anybody. So if the Germans would have come up with 200 million of these soldiers, they would have. I mean, you're talking Nephilim type soldiers. If they could have done something like that. Now, this is the thing I want to get across, Paul, is this. Modern, and there's not everybody's working in the field, but we've been there 35 years and more has come out along the way. But satanic ritual abuse, late 70s, all 80s, 90s. So now we have 100 million, four generations worldwide. And psychology and popular movies and all, it's focusing on the multiplicity and satanic, maybe even satanic rituals. That's the process. That's the, you know, satanic ritual abuse is the tools
okay.
to cause the alteration, but the goal is a master race hybrid human that is has not only the programming and altered DNA, but so demonized that they're going to be 10 times, 15 times stronger, faster than any human, and they're going to be completely linked to the Antichrist.
So how do they do it, Russ? Now, you've been in the halls of death in Germany. I know Hitler. They brought, you know, you had Speer bring that, and I preached about it a little bit on the at the conference on Saturday in Baton Rouge, how the I believe his name was Donald, or it might have been David Speer, I can't remember, but they brought the Zeus's altar,
right?
Which Jesus called it the seat of Satan, all right, where Satan dwelleth. This is in the Bible.
Right.
So they brought the seat of Satan, where Satan dwells, almost like the Ark of the Covenant, if you would, in comparison. They take it to Berlin, they reconstruct it, and then they build a stand over top of the seat of the altar of Zeus, and that's where Hitler stands to mesmerize a nation and a world with his Nazism and hatred of the Jews and Christians. So that was the demon side of it. They bring in interjecting the demonology into it, the infusion. So does this? Do you see that seat being moved again to another? I mean, do you see it coming out of? Is this thing going to come out of Berlin?
Well, I mean, it can, because listen, obviously, you know, Hitler had a locality. I believe the Antichrist will have locality. There's no question he's going to have locality in the context. I mean, there's going to be a place from which they spring. Now, when you mentioned I went to Wadelsburg Castle where Himmler was building the castle. Now, that castle under the Nazis was going to be designed to supersede the Vatican City and be the center seat. That was going to be the locality by which they were going to rule the world. Now, there they have the Hall of the Dead where they did the rituals down below and then the summoning of powers. If you're inside the Hall of the Dead, when the spirits are being summoned and raised and the things are being done, they believe the energies then go up through the Nazi. In the domed center, there's a Nazi symbol that the powers was to go through that. Now, right above the Hall of the Dead was the meeting place where Hitler and all of the generals, all the top men would sit. They sat on the black sun symbol on the floor, the symbol that means the gateway between the worlds, that
a portal,
supernatural, yeah, portal. Absolutely. They were to be sitting right on it so that it's like sitting on an oil gusher. You know, you want all the, you know, it's like down below they're doing the rituals and the power's coming up. You know, like on the day of Pentecost, the power of Holy Spirit came down on all of everybody. Well, this concept is reversed. The summoning of the powers was to go upward and then literally right through that gateway, right through that portal, and just fueling the leadership to be smarter, stronger, faster, right, enabled. I mean, to be hyperhumans. That was the whole goal. That's why they called it Godmen. And that has been but it doesn't originate with them. Here's what I know for sure. I believe there's no question. The concept of the troops of the Antichrist, Godmen, altered, hybrid soldiers, it begins in Hell's Kitchen, and the development is this is a satanic.
Isn't Hell's Kitchen? Isn't that a reality show or something? I mean, Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
This is reality, yeah, right, Russ?
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, I'm referring to the sense, like, if you think in terms of where does Satan meet with all his top, you know, entities to begin to discuss or deploy from. So the behind all of what Satan's doing, there is a master plan. That is, there's decision, there's design, there's organization,
right,
and it's moving forward. And the scripture shows exactly the sequence, the development of this, how it's going to happen, boots on the ground. And then when we go a few years of, you know, away, you know, just let's go 7, 10, 15 years in front of us. If Armageddon was to occur 10 years from now, they would have to be developing this for decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, so let me ask, because
so,
go ahead.
So, okay. So you're right. So in other words, this is not something that just being just now happening. This has been developed. This has been going on for decades. Okay. So where Satan dwells, the seat of Satan physically was moved from Pergamos to Berlin. You know, I've heard that there, I don't know what's under the Vatican. I don't know what's down in the bowels. You shared with me that there's tunnels that go for miles. I don't know what's under the Dome of the Rock. You know, some say that it's the foundation stone. Others say, no. There's monolithic stones by the fallen ones that have been moved in. You know, I'm not talking about where the temple will be built. I'm just saying where the Dome of the Rock is, where Allah is glorified on the mountain of God, which you know is not good. Okay. So is there charged places that may actually could be used in this in the final hour? I mean, we're talking about the rise of the beast kingdom.
Well, sure. Because the biblical side shows us exactly that the troops of the Antichrist, they take the mark, they worship the image. It's beyond possession. This is beyond that. That's why when the term used, Therion, it may refer to that this is a return of the Nephilim on some level, whether backbreeded to it, altered in some way. Like, for example, I want to read you something here about Nimrod.
All right.
Quote, here it is. Quote, it is interesting to note that in this verse 9, Nimrod began to be a mighty one in the earth. The term for mighty one, Geborim, is the same Hebrew phrase used to describe Nephilim giants in chapter 6 of Genesis, who were mighty men. It is also the same term used to describe the giant Goliath in 1 Samuel 17:51. So the question this author is saying, was Nimrod a Nephilim? And Nimrod is known by many names, Gilgamesh, it goes over all these different names, but the word means to profane, desecrate, pollute oneself ritually or sexually. Many people now believe in the real deep study of Nimrod that he may have learned rituals that altered his genetics. Beyond technologies, beyond all of what man can do, on the demonic side, there are rituals that I've been shown on charts and over the years, sitting in a cop car with a satanic chosen one of these super soldiers, sitting in the car. So they switch personalities and describe to me that, Russ, when this is all done, spiritually selected, they're already altered. Our goal is to infuse into the DNA not just demonic presence, but here again, whether we believe this or not, they believe they're able to alter DNA and push it towards Nephilim, that they have done rituals that may alter a person to become Geborim like Nimrod did.
What? No, wait, Russ. But so you're sitting in the car with one of these modern day super soldiers, not necessarily the ones that Vladimir Putin's talking about, not necessarily the beast that's coming up in Revelation 6 and ultimately shows up for the battlefield of Revelation 19:19. Mm-hmm. But you're sitting with somebody that's been altered, split personalities, trained with incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, and this individual's telling you that that's the goal, that that's where they're going.
That was the goal since the 1939, inception of this. So their goal, see, we at the very most, the public knows satanic ritual abuse, victims, split personalities through trauma, demonization, programming. So then the public knows, hey, programmed shooters, probably Stephen Paddock was. The VTEC shooter probably was. The Holmes in Aurora and Jared in Arizona, in my view, these guys most likely fit the bill of programmed soldiers with suicide programming, all that kind of stuff. So take a look at Paddock alone. By the way, getting a hold of his computer, his hard drive is missing.
Yeah,
it's interesting. that the VTEC shooter's hard drive was missing. The shooter in Illinois, his hard drive was missing. Also, with Stephen Paddock today, out that in the room, joining his room there at the Mandalay Bay, where he shot from, was somebody else's to charge a phone, but it wasn't his phone. So they're now pointing to the fact there's got to be someone else involved. But look at Stephen Paddock. Everybody said just calm guy doing stuff. Nobody knows him. He's not on anybody's radar. He's just a guy in life. But then he becomes a massive expert killing machine. No conscience. Slaughter whoever. Didn't make any difference. It was men, women, children. The number one thing he wanted was the greatest possible slaughter. He wanted to shoot those fuel tanks to kill thousands. That's all he wanted. Now, let me tell you something. That's the same concept I've been told since the 80s and the 90s in engaging programmed super soldiers. That very premise of slaughter, 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 no conscience, destroy as many as possible, bring about the greatest terror and fear, that is the concept, I believe, the satanic embed that is going into the program shooters, and that then that includes demonization. We look at it as victims, we're trying to help them, and praise God there's people getting saved, healed, delivered out of that, but they look at it as they're developing through ritual, blood ritual, through demonization, through altering their DNA. They are creating what they believe are super elite, they call them satanic chosen ones, that are going to be smarter, faster, stronger, with no conscience. They're going to look at themselves as superior to humanity.
So let me, Russ, the VTEC shooter, Holmes, Jared, Paddock, all of them, their hard drive is missing. Okay, and here's another thing. You're saying that Paddock had all the characteristics of a well-trained super soldier that would have been, but this guy has no military record. He didn't serve. Mm-hmm. So now we got to be talking about who's training these guys, okay?
Right.
Because the one dude lived in his home, lived in the basement with his mother. Who's training these guys? And there's got to be an underground global – I mean, we're going past the CIA here. We're going past Jason Bourne here. We're going into something that's the cabal. Are we dealing with the Illuminati, the cabal? And did Paddock had help? I mean, he couldn't have done all – he's amazing as he could – apparently was. You have the extra charger. He ordered room service for two several times. The guard says he was shot. We heard the shooting. He went up there, and then he was shot, and then he called 911, but the 911 records show he called 6.5 minutes early. So there had to be more people involved. But still, I think you're right that Paddock is meeting the characteristics of one of these trained super soldiers that are just incredible what they can do. But he wasn't military. He's not ex-military. So who's training him, Russ?
Every one of the ones that I've engaged over the years, if you look at them, you look at them as normal, nonchalant, a non-threatening. When they switch to the other side, though, that's the whole issue. See, here's an important thing to think through. The Bible says that Satan's able to masquerade as an angel of light. The Greek word is metaskizmazo. He's able to morph his presentation without altering what his real nature and intent is. It's very possible that the creation of subalter personalities is nothing less than that technology embedded in them to show up, to present as a nice person, to present as a nonchalant person, to present as a harmless person, but the real thing inside, when the switch occurs, when they're triggered, when the demonized programmed warrior that's inside comes up, everything changes.
Can they fool? His brothers didn't have a clue. The woman that he was living with didn't have a clue. Nobody had a clue what this guy was. I mean, this guy was fairly well. I mean, he was worth like $5 or $6 million. He had worked for the federal government, I guess. I'm trying to remember where. I think. Oh, he worked for Lockheed Martin. Okay, brilliant guy. But nobody had a clue he was this way. So is that part of the process, part of the training, part of the splitting of personality here?
I believe, yeah, because when you, like, when we deal with individuals, and we've done this for over 35 years, all the psych wards know this, but they can only deal with it on a secular level. They don't even know what it's about, where it started, who's doing it. You cannot be satanic ritually abused, that's SRA, or DID, as the psychs call it, dissociative identity disorder. Now, in the United States, well over 10 million, but actually, when you go to the four generations of them, all the way down to eight-year-olds in psych wards, you have many, many more. Now they're in Russia. They're everywhere. We've tracked them all through Europe, Russia, England, New Zealand, anywhere the rat lines went in the 40s into the 50s. This is what begins to spring up 20, 25 years later. They continue their program, Paul. They continue the development, spiritually driven, with deep hidden ritual and deep hidden agenda. They continue the agenda to build a master race, the Godmen. Now here, just real quick, this is what it says about Nimrod. Other texts, Sumerian texts describing Nimrod, say this, quote, "He is described as two-thirds God, one-third man. The Hebrew word for began in that verse means..." So the idea is he, through ritual, through profaning, through ritual, something he did, he became Geborim, he became Nephilim. He was altered.
Is that satanic? Okay, is that some kind of a satanic moment? Can I ask you, at Bohemian Grove? Now I don't want to go far off to here. Just for a moment. You got the world leaders, you got senators, you got future presidents, you got CEO of major billion-dollar companies, you got news media moguls, you got everybody, foreign ministers, different countries, they move it around. But when they're burning the body before the owl, and as you said, it's not an effigy, it's an actual person in there, it summons the demons. Does demon possession... also, can it alter DNA? And the reason I say this is Dr. Lester Sumrall talks about how he cast the demon out of that girl out of the Bilibid prison in the Philippines in Manila in 1956, and that there was claw marks and bite marks on her back. Mm-hmm. When she was in a cage, she was in a prison cell. No one else could get to her, yet there were bite marks on her back as if something was demonically beyond just spiritually affecting her, but there was physical evidence of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know the answer to this, but I just want to ask that question about the Bohemian Grove, and can these people be altered in these secret societies, these dungeon rituals where there's bloodletting and slaughtering going on of the innocent? I mean, does something physically take place in a spiritual transformation?
Well, I mean, here's the fact. They believe that. They believe that in the blood sacrifice, number one, it's the number one way to get demons to this side, through human blood sacrifice. The Nephilim did it everywhere on the planet, every ziggurat, Chichen Itza, all the places they were, massive human sacrifice was done to bring massive demonic powers to build Nephilim architecture and develop, to embed. Now, when the flood came and wipes it all out and buries it pretty much, the demons, old demon gods, they're all still all over the place.
They're still there.
Oh, yeah, and they want to summon back. But once again, look at – this is biblical. Look at Mark chapter 5. Where did he get the strength of 50 men?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to be able to bust iron chains, nobody could contain him.
He was filled with a legion of demons, and that you're saying that – caused him to physically manifest the demonic presence.
Sure. So just in what is possession alone, real full-blown possession, demons inside will alter the human. Now, listen, I've watched people's faces alter. I've watched there is a physiological effect they can have, and it's I call it mutation. They transmute. They're able to do that. And I think the deeper they get in, the deeper the imprint. Now, has in the process of becoming, in rituals that possibly could develop Nephilim. If they could backbreed to and do rituals that can, where they could become Gaborim, they could become Therion, they could become hybrid human, bestial, violent, stronger, all that stuff. In all that process, that is an alteration in the what we call mutated sin, where they're mutated. So what's happening is, though the dark side would look at it as, we're going to take this human and we're going to alter them and then make them, and again, isn't this what he offered in Genesis 3? Superior? Wasn't it a sense of to godhood? Wasn't it a promise, elitist knowledge that would lead to be like God?
Yeah.
So that same principle is embedded. And the very physics of Satan himself to alter, to masquerade, the ability to masquerade. So what I'm going to say again is that there are millions of super soldiers as sleepers that down inside of them is where the real altered, demonized part of them is, where the front up front part, which, you know, working at the gas station, working at the library. I can't tell you how many times up front there's no threat. But if all of a sudden that which is down below, they come up. I they're fast, Paul. They're faster. They're stronger. They're more able. There's a seeming alteration in the physics of their face. Eye colors change. The strength is 10 times.
Wow.
And I'm saying we've seen this to a certain degree. I don't know if I've seen them become full blown Gaborim.
Yeah,
which I think Therion in Revelation 6 is a connection to that. That what the dark side is developing, what it did with Nimrod, and it's wanted to do to bring about the most powerful super soul. Now that's a Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
Just as there's going to be an Antichrist, just as there's going to be a false prophet, there's going to be a global super soldier militaristic system.
Yes,
I do believe all the technology, all the weaponry, yes. But the soldiers themselves that will serve Antichrist will be augmented, if not Gaborim in some sense, Therion. We see Revelation 19:19 in the very near, in the future, at Armageddon. I don't know how many millions upon millions of them there will be, but they will be the Therion.
The end time army. This is what is being prepared for the final battle of Armageddon, that the Bible says, which Christ will come back, of course, on the white horse, riding with him thousands, tens of thousands of his saints on white horses. There will be the final battle. But prior to that, these armies of Satan are unleashed upon the earth, and there's chaos and carnage and confusion on a global scale, and so to get that army prepared is what Russ is saying. You know, some of the secret societies and some of the groups we've never even heard of, folks, in the darkest of the depths of the inner existence, the soul of man. There are people who gather to call upon Lucifer in his name and summons every demon they can. Russ, folks, this is Russ Dizdar with us. I know this is such a fast day. There's over 1,900 people live with us just at YouTube. Those of you watching at Periscope or New Livestream or Roku Satellite or at our website, or maybe you're listening at Block Talk Radio, wherever you are tonight, this is Russ Dizdar. He is the leading expert, I would say, in the world as it relates to the biblical narrative and the understanding. He's been on the field, as he would tell you, 35 years. He's had numerous encounters, satanic encounters, exorcisms and deliverances he's had to perform and be involved in. He has seen numerous crime scenes and has studied cold cases and involved in trying to rescue abducted children and people that are out there who have been actually abducted to be used in ritual abuse, to summon demons and to alter personalities. And he tries to help these people who have been released upon the earth and been let go or got away or deal with the loss of a loved one from this. His website is shatterthedarkness.net. That's shatterthedarkness.net. He has an awesome book called Black Awakening, which he wrote about the super soldiers 9 years ago before Vladimir Putin revealed it Sunday. Okay. And the reason he could is because he'd already encountered several generations of them. Okay. He'd already met with several prototypes, if you will, in this process, this phase, and his extensive work he's done. Now, this past weekend, Russ Dizdar was with me and L.A. Marzulli. We were in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Russ brought forth two powerful presentations. So did L.A. I did two messages also. And just so you guys will know, that is this what you're hearing tonight. This is the type of stuff. His PowerPoints are on there. His presentations are live. We have a 6-DVD series called Lightning Strikes the Bayou. It's a 6-DVD series available at our website, and you can get two of these powerful teachings by Russ. But I recommend you go to his website also. Go to his website and order his book, Black Awakening. Also, you may want to order the DVD series we have on our website. But please, you're going to find out this is not just something to talk about and then shelve it and never discuss it no more. It's happening in our lifetime. Paddock, Jared, Holmes, the shooters over in Connecticut. I mean, the guy down at Pulse. I mean, these guys are doing one guy here, one guy there. I don't believe it. There had to be more. But where did the others get away? So this thing is deep. It's a deep state. Do you think the deep state's involved in this at all, Russ?
Well, yeah. Here's Bohemian Grove. I believe there's wittings and non-wittings, even as the undergrounders have told me this. I believe that the ones that know what they're doing are the ones that know who they're serving. And I believe that is the supernatural deep state. That's the ones in control. That's the power. That's the what I would believe the book of 2 Thessalonians 2, the mystery of iniquity, the secret power of lawlessness, the mysterium. That is the global collective demonic fallen ones interfacing with humans, the elite. They are the Illuminati. They are the real Luciferians, and they can't be anything but empowered. And they're the ones that Satan and they're doing it because they embrace it.
What do we do? What should we do, Russ? I mean, the folks are asking, what do we do? We encounter these people. What do we do, Russ? What is the believer? Do we have power over these guys?
Hallelujah. Good news. No matter what we talked about, no matter what we explained, we have vast superior power, grace, might, mercy. Think in terms of your salvation. Think in terms of the armor of God. Think in terms of the authority Christ gave you to tread on snakes and scorpions, overcome all the power of the enemy. No, we have Psalm 91. God's all over us. God's protecting us. There's no question. So just like David in the Old Testament, in the name of the Lord God of heaven, he went running after the, Gaborim. He went running right towards the worst of the worst. Goliath most likely was Nephilim in some level or something.
Oh, he had to be.
And yet, here's David in the name of the Lord running at him. So no, we need to be fearless, standing in the presence of the power of God. You know, this is the God of earthquakes. This is the God that moved Philip from one location to another location, Acts chapter 8. This is the God that healed people, that raised the dead. This is the God that sends angels to help us. This is the God that we serve, and this is the God whom the dark side fears.
And so there's power in prayer. What is the things we need to do? I mean, we have to believe. We have to put on our armor of God and keep it on. Never take it off. Go to bed with it. All right. Why? Because, I know this is true that if you're asleep, anytime we are tired, overtired and asleep, you become the most vulnerable spiritually. You know, you can. You can be open if you're not careful. So put the armor of God on. Rest in the Lord. Call on the guardian angels to be with you. And so, you know, we've got protection, as you just said. We're covered by the blood of Christ. We have the authority in Christ Jesus. You know, we're the righteousness of God in Christ. And we have the power in the name of Jesus. But what is some of the tools, Russ? What's some of the tools that we could understand to gain more understanding, authority, maybe even power to encounter the darkness?
Yeah, I would always begin just in your love for Jesus, your love and obedience. You go back to John's Gospel, chapters 12 through 16. If you love me, you'll obey my teaching. And if you obey my teaching, my Father and I will make our home in you. So number one, it comes out of your love with Jesus, your love, your obedience to Christ. And that's the center above everything else, above any other concept, but everything else is included. So the centrality is your walk with Jesus, your love. I mean, here's the one that has busted that dark side, made a public open spectacle of them, Colossians 2:15. And so here is the one that has conquered it all. So, but now be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at the book of Acts. Be completely clothed in the power, dunamis, the power of the Spirit of God, and become powerful in your study of the Word of God and grow deeply in the Word. That's powerful. Become powerful in prayer. Become a great soul winner. Become someone who prays for healing everywhere. You have authority been given to you. Every Christian has been given authority. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. You have the right. You have the authority to command demons, order them out of people. Come with authority against that. Walk in your armor. That is to have the might and strength and power of God in you. So we have everything we have is vastly superior coming from God. And his being here in us and with us and walking, you know, if God be for us, who can be against us? So it's going to get so dark, so demonized, so absolutely satanic around us. Okay, the world's in trouble. We're not. The world is in trouble. Our king is coming for us, but now there's still time to win as many as possible. Set our hearts on winning as many people as possible. The world is crying. They're wondering what's going on. Look what's happening. We have biblical prophecy to say, here, this is that what God said, and here now is the indestructible, incredible message of Jesus. Here's good news of great joy, like the angel said in Luke's Gospel 10, a Savior has been born. So we proclaim Christ, God in human flesh, the gift of eternal life, the gift of immortality, forgiveness of sin, empowerment. Look at the book of Acts, how God was all over servants. All the servants on the field grew stronger and stronger and stronger, and God was all over them. Don't be a passive believer. Be a powerful, active believer.
Russ, powerful word right there. I mean, are you serious? Russ, I got a question for you. Chargeable objects. Real fast. I don't want to go much longer here. I appreciate your time so greatly. Satan uses symbols, uses objects. Do we have chargeable objects as Christians? I mean, I know we send prayer cloths and we have Bibles, and do we have, and I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at it.
Right.
Is it okay to have your confidence in Jesus, but it's like when you send an anointed prayer cloth or we send anointed blankets to people that are sick, we're sending it by faith. I mean, what's your thought on that?
Right. I don't find any like prescription to where it was, like when you talk about Paul in the hankies, whatever it was that he was sending out, and extraordinary miracles occurred.
Right.
By when they laid that on individuals, because Paul couldn't get to everybody. So in a real sense, it was an extension of that ministry of healing, delivering. And most people in the gospel got healed, delivered before they got saved. And same in the book of Acts, there's so many got healed, delivered before they got saved. So I'm not saying that we charge objects.
Right.
That we go around with any kind of like a cross that's charged. Right. We can just use it as holding up before the vampire and it scares them.
Yeah, we don't have an exorcism kit.
We have the we have the authority given to us as Jesus gave it to us in Luke 10, and that authority is speaking it.
Amen.
Number one.
Amen.
Now, I'm not, listen, when God is going to do extraordinary miracles, listen, I'm one that believes the book of Acts is today.
Yes.
God create earthquakes and open us and get us free. God can send angels to give us direction. God can transport us like Philip in Acts chapter 8. I'm ready for all of that. God can do all of those things in the context of the evangelization of the world. That may include extraordinary miracles to where cloths like that are used. So I'm saying, by all means, you know, that we just simply see that example, pray over things. We can't get to everybody. Send them a blanket, send them, and then pray for them. And the bottom line is praying that the Lord Jesus brings the healing. And in Luke 5:17, the power of the Lord was present to heal the sick. Western Christianity has stripped away a lot of the biblical, God-given supernaturalism.
You know,
Word of God and works of God should go together.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I've had, I don't know how many reports of people healed who received prayer cloths and blankets. We've had unbelievable amounts of people healed of cancer, stage 4, everything. And also, we've seen where houses have burnt down, where cars have been consumed in burning infernos. And the only thing that comes out of there is a Bible. So, you know, when God says heaven and earth shall pass away, my word abides forever. Sometimes I think he physically manifests what he spiritually means.
Sure.
And one last thing, I mean, let's not forget, we had a champion also one time physically. His name was Samson. God allowed one man to let the power of God manifest in him physically. Also, don't forget Elijah. He outrun the chariots of King Ahab. So there can be some supernatural. Philip was translated. 20 miles later, there he showed up.
Sure.
David took down the Nephilim giant with one stone of a slingshot. You're right. There can be if need be, superpower from God. You could turn in from Clark Kent into something else if it has to happen. Oh, praise God. Folks, this is Russ Dizdar again. His website, shatterthedarkness.net. That's shatterthedarkness.net. And I tell you, we just love being associated with him, being a friend of his, brother in the Lord, very close brother in the Lord. We gather so much wisdom and encouragement and spiritual strength from his ministry. And we truly want you to visit his website. He does have that great book, Black Awakening. He has other things, other books and other writings and podcasts and different things you can get your hands on there. So Russ, tell Shelly we said hi, we love her, and keep going forward. You got the last word.
We appreciate it deeply. And Paul, we look forward to seeing what we're going to be doing in the future too. We have a lot of things we've talked about, great things, asking everybody to pray for all of us and all these ministries that we're connected with. And we just honor the Lord tonight. We exalt the Lord Jesus. And we just love you and Heidi and your team. And look forward to seeing you again, brother.
All right. We'll be together again. We may have to go into the darkness together. All right.
There we go.
Bless. All right. God bless. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, there you go. Dizdar. I mean, he doesn't get any nobody gets any more real than this man. No, he has the ultimate. I have the utmost respect for him and his ministry and what he does. And he's one of a kind. He is truly an end time, true exorcist of God, taking on the darkness. And many of you are listening right now. Like we said, we have a huge amount of people right now. And if you're not saved, the thing to do tonight would be to call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to take this notebook I have here. I've been scribbling notes all night, but I want to write down your name. I want to pray with you for salvation and deliverance. I will pray a prayer of salvation and deliverance. And if you would like to be saved tonight, why don't you just type in the chat room, whether you're at Periscope, whether you're at New Live Stream chat room, Paul Begley Prophecy chat room, or YouTube chat room. I want you to type right now, live. I'll pray with you live right now. We will go to Jesus Christ. He will set you free. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. This is the moment. This is the hour. This is what it's all about. And if you'd like to be set free from the bondage of sin, do it right now. I'm going to try to play one song, give you an opportunity to come to Jesus Christ to be set free. Satan cannot stop you. No demon in hell can hold you back. If you simply whisper by faith the name of Jesus Christ and ask him to set you free, the chains will break. The bonds and the bondage and the addictions and the oppression and even the demonic possession has to leave you in the name of Jesus. It is the most powerful name. It can be uttered from the lips of clay. It is the name of the Savior, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, the hope of glory, the only one that has the ability to not only make you free, but you'll be free indeed. The thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. It is time to come running to the mercy seat of God, to the foot of the cross, and get born again today. Today is the day of salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just type, I want to be saved. The moderators will gather your name. N.A. wants to be saved.
In the darkness where everything is unknown, I face the power of sin on my own. I did not know of a place where I could go.
Tonight's the night to get set free. Tonight is the night
to heal my wounded soul. He says that I can come into his presence without fear. Into the holy place where his mercy
wants to be
saved.
Bernard.
I'm running.
Bonacore wants to be saved. James Barton.
He said his grace would cover me, his blood now flows freely.
Dan wants to be saved.
He will provide a
Bill
healing.
Wants to be saved.
I'm running.
Come on, this is your night. Just pray. Every born again believer, start to intercede that the chains of darkness will be shattered tonight in the name of Jesus.
Are
Kathleen Newhart wants to be saved.
Has not been lost in a curse of a lifetime of sin.
There's others.
Lovely illusion, they never come true. But
the Brassic Poet is
a
rededicating at Periscope tonight.
For you.
This is your moment.
He said that you could come into
my
voice
wants to be
saved. Into the holy place
James
where
Barton.
Mercy hovers near. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus, he's calling.
Rededicating. Thank you,
Heart of steel. for me.
Love and obey.
You're the glory and the lifter of my head.
Yes, he's right. What's to be saved?
For thou, Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head.
Oh, yes. Brando 72 is rededicating. A lot of folks are rededicating tonight. Leonard Dunno wants to be saved. Leonard Dunno wants to be saved. Latuzzi Foster is rededicating. Brandy 72 rededicating. Also, N.A. wants to be saved. Jesse Bright wants to be saved. Bernard Bonacore wants to be saved. James Barden wants to be saved. Jan wants to be saved. Bill wants to be saved. Kathleen Newhart wants to be saved. Mike Boyer wants to be saved. Dennis Chavez wants to be saved. Kenneth Garling and family wants to be saved. Daniel Hayden wants to be saved. And Leonard Donahoe also wants to be saved. Tony wants to be saved. Leighton Hick wants to be, is rededicating. Leighton, another one, rededicating. Eltony wants to be saved. Jurgers Schott wants to be saved. Praise God. Sag A3D wants to be saved. Praise God. Fatima Rodriguez wants to be saved. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God for these folks getting saved. Of course, there's always a delay here, so we're hanging in here just a moment with these folks. Praise God, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I got 18 names right now wanting to be saved. Several people rededicating. Fatima Rodriguez, Sog A3D, Yigler Schott, Etoni, Leighton Hick, Tony, Leonardo Donahoe, Daniel Hayden, also Christopher Davis wants to be saved. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Christopher Davis, amen. Harriet wants to be saved. God bless you, Harriet. Amen. Amen. It's just amazing what's happening here. Harriet, Christopher Davis, Fatima Rodriguez, Sog A3D, Yergler Schott, Etoni, Leighton Hick, and then Leonard Donahoe. Also, there's Crystal West wants to be saved. Praise the Lord. Daniel Hayden, Kenneth Garland family, Dennis Chavez, Mike Boyer, Kathleen Newhart, Bill, Jan, James Barden, Bernard Bonacore, Jesse Bright, and N.A. All right, I've got 21 names being saved that we know of. There's others out there that's going to pray that maybe don't know how to get in the chat room. Plus, thousands of people will watch this broadcast tonight. Over the next 24 hours, thousands will watch the archives, and many of them will pray with me right now. And that may be you watching the archive, and you want to be saved. You pray with me right now. Look, I don't have to be live because Jesus is always live. All right? So I want you to pray with me right now. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Satan, you're a liar. In the name of Jesus, I call upon the name of the Lord. Satan, you're a liar. I renounce you. I rebuke you. I command you to stay under my feet. Tonight, I'm calling upon the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I'm repenting of my sins. Tonight, I'm confessing my sins to God. Tonight, I'm accepting the blood of Yeshua. Tonight, I'm accepting the grace of God. Tonight, I plead for the mercy of the Lord. Tonight, I cling to the cross
of Calvary and to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, I'm going to accept Christ, and I renounce all demon spirits, all pagan gods, all false narratives of sin, and I ask Christ to break the chains in my life. Ray Garrett also wants to be saved. I ask Christ to set me free. Also, people are rededicating, and then there's Victor wants to be saved. Praise God. Praise God. So I ask Jesus to come into my life right here, right now. I ask Jesus to set me free. I accept Christ as my Savior. Right here tonight, I surrender all to the Lord because I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe that Christ rose from the dead, that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, ascended into heaven. I believe he's coming back, and I want to be ready. There's another one. VTX Savage wants to be saved. So right here, right now, tonight, by faith in God's grace, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I am saved, 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 healed, delivered, set free, born again, saved in Jesus' precious name. Are you serious? We've been set free. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. I can feel the presence of the Lord. I can feel the glory of the Lord. I can feel his amazing power in Jesus' name. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. All right. I mean, are you serious? Are you serious? I just can't focus even right now. I just can't even hardly focus. Because I'm just praising the Lord, because the chains of sin have been broken. It's just amazing. I'm going to try to play a song if I can. If I can actually focus enough to do it. Are you serious? Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Wow, praise God. Amen, 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 amen. I don't know. I probably can't. I can't seem to type the words right, so I don't even know what I'm doing. All right, amen. Wow. All right, I'll try another one then. I'll try one to just thank God. All right. I think Kevin Wilson... I'm on a spiritual high. Let's just do that one. That's a great song anyway. You ready? Let's do it. Welcome to the family.
I'm on a spiritual high. Clean living the life. It's not faith. Being subject to pride. All things are new, Jesus is at you. I'm doing all right, I'm on a spiritual high. Oh, never felt a feeling that felt like when Jesus came in. Christ.
Again, an incredible anointed song. I'm excited. 24 people got saved here tonight. That's the best we know of. I'm sure there's others out there, and many more will come to Jesus Christ. I want to say to all of you that rededicated as well, I felt spirits, and to Christians that have been being oppressed by the devil, you know, I hope tonight that you understand that you have the power. We're talking about the end time outrageous attempt by Satan to derail humanity. We're explaining it so that people are not caught unaware. And also to help shatter the darkness, exposing the darkness of sin and what Satan's trying to do. And then, as Russ said, we have the power in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you to be baptized, to find a pastor, to find a church somewhere in the community where you live. Tell them you got born again. Tell them you got saved. And I want to encourage you to do that. If you need help finding a pastor, a church, or a Messianic congregation, you can send an email to converts.2016@gmail.com. That's converts.2016@gmail.com. And let Dr. Rosa help assist you in finding a way to be baptized. Now, if you need a Bible, we'll send you one for free. We'll send it to you. We'll pay the postage. We'll get it to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're sick, we'll anoint one of these handkerchiefs. You heard Russ Dizdar say, yep, this is an extension of faith. I like the way he said that. The early church did it. We do it. And he said even the last day church, Russ said we'll even be stronger than the early church. An extension of our faith, extension of our love, connecting with you for your healing in Jesus' name. And we'll send it to you for free. We'll pay the postage. Look. Send an email to MissZD01@Hotmail.com. That's MissZD01@Hotmail.com. Or just go to my website. Rush over there to my website and hit the prayer wall and say, I need one of those prayer cloths or I need a Bible, okay? Of course, the blankets for those that are very, very ill and the chemo caps for those that are going through chemotherapy right now. We just pray and bless you. Folks, we couldn't do this, but we can. Yes, we can. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us because of our faithful partners of Paul Begley Prophecy Ministries. It's you, this amazing online church of believers that come every day and bring the changing the atmosphere of the internet with a cyber revival. You guys come prayed up, geared up, fired up, ready to go up, all right? And so this is why people are being saved here. Because we come together in the power of the unity of the Word of God, and there's an atmosphere, there's the milieu that's made for a miracle. Oh, I could preach on that. I'm just saying, it's amazing, all right? An atmosphere of action, a milieu of miracles,
a change that's taking place. And so I want to thank you. If you'd like to give tonight, Billy Nitrain can help you do that. He'll tell you to hit the easy button, which in other words, go to paulbegleyprophecy.com, go to my website and click the donate button. Say, Pastor, I love what we're doing. I love this amazing online church. I love the word of God. I love the fact you're not afraid. You know, it was amazing tonight. We had a great crowd over there with the Hagmans tonight and a huge crowd also here at our own broadcast. I want to thank Russ Dizdar. First, I want to thank the Hagmans for letting me come on and be there. I want to thank Pastor David Langford, who was not able to be there. And so he graciously suggested that I come on and fill in for him. So I want to thank him for that. And I also want to thank the Hagmans for just being who they are. All right. And that's the seekers of truth. And God's using them in a special way to help break through the darkness. And I want to thank all of our moderators here tonight who certainly work very hard, very tirelessly, and volunteering to make a difference in the lives of so many people. And just thank every one of the moderators tonight. I want to thank all the prayer partners. Melissa does a great job organizing them. There's people praying around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's somebody in that chat room with a word of prayer. That's what creates the atmosphere of expectancy, which becomes a breeding ground for miracles. All right. I'm coining the phrase of Rod Parsley. It is a powerful phrase. And Dr. Summerall used to say, feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. Amen. In Jesus' name. But Sister Heidi and I love you guys. Heidi's getting ready to be going in very few days now. She'll be going into surgery for another hip replacement. She desires your prayers. We desire your prayers. That she comes through this excellently, no complications, complete healing and restoration and a quick recovery in Jesus' name. All right. I just want to say we love you. If you want to give tonight, there's the address. If you want to write me, please do that. Just write me Paul Begley Prophecy. Just write me Paul Begley Prophecy 1048-B. That's 1048-B. 1048-B. Sagamore Parkway West. That's Sagamore Parkway West. Sagamore Parkway West. And that's Box 33. Box 33. Box 33, West Lafayette, Indiana. That's West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. We're in our 33rd year of ministry. And Christ lived to be 33. Just kind of neat that when they gave us our address, they gave us Box 33. Something about that. Okay. It is our 33rd year of ministry and our 7th year on the internet. God has truly made this been a year of winning souls to Christ. We love all of you. We thank you tonight. As I said, get your order in for Lightning Strikes the Bayou. It's going to be a 6-DVD set. 6-DVD set of the Lightning Strikes the Bayou Conference, 2 sermons by Russ Dizdar that are unbelievable with the PowerPoints included, 2 sermons by L.A. Marzulli with the PowerPoints included, and 2 sermons by yours truly, Pastor Paul Begley. No PowerPoints included because Pastor Begley didn't have any, okay? So enjoy this. It's a powerful word. Lightning Strikes the Bayou, all right? Guarantee you'll be blessed. Amen, amen, amen. If you would like to give, give. And don't be afraid. You can outgive God anyway. Some of you are saying, Pastor, I need to give tonight. I need to do something right now. And some of you are saying, Pastor, I want to write a letter to you. I'm putting a check or a money order in there. I'm giving my tithe, or I'm giving a special offering unto the Lord. I would like to tell you my dream, or I'd like to tell you I have a prayer request. I have a praise report. I want to tell you what God has done for us. I want to hear it. I want to read it. I want to pray over it. And I want to fill this chest. Right now, I actually need to empty this chest, put it in a box, seal the box, and start fresh because this, I can barely keep the lid now on top of the treasure chest. And we just praise God for that. So hit the easy button. Slap that easy button. Billy Nitrain says, you know something? If God lays it on your heart to get a copy of the DVD series, I'm going to tell you, we'd really appreciate you doing this. And I'm going to tell you why. The conference was awesome, tremendous. We came up a little short financially on it, not bad, just a little. And so if we're able to
If you're able to get one of the DVD series, then what you'll do is you'll help us recoup the cost of the entire conference, and that's all that matters to us, because we're just trying to get the people saved. It is so good, and it will be a blessing to you. Certainly will. I guarantee you that. Matter of fact, I don't think Russ Dizdar has ever preached any better, and Ellie Marzulli was on fire. His presentation was the information he shared, I've never heard him share before. He brought out some brand new stuff that I hadn't heard him say before and bring forward. It's an incredible presentation, and their PowerPoints were first class. So I guarantee you, and I preached on the seat of Satan and the other sermon as well, very powerful. God moved mightily. People were saved and healed. So I guarantee you, you'll enjoy the Lightning Strikes the Bayou CD series. So just praise God for it. And it's just a blessing to you. Be a blessing. And bless the ministry. All right? Praise God. Well, I love you guys too. Thank you so much. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. I'll see you guys in the morning with some YouTube videos. Oh, by the way, today I had a busy day. I did four television shows and then come back and took care of the rest of the work I needed to do today, which was a lot. And tomorrow I'll be up early. Get some YouTube videos out, get on top of all the news and all the current events, how it relates to the biblical prophecy, and be live with you 12 noon Eastern tomorrow right here on the coming apocalypse. Good night, everyone.